Okay, and that will wrap up the death notices. We turn now to Ask Amy by Amy Dickinson. Listeners, you can... Oh, okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Joe Francis.
Good morning.
Amy Dickinson. Oh, that's right. Listeners, if you want to contact Amy Dickinson, you can do so via email. Her email address is askamy@tribune.com. You can also follow her on Twitter. Her Twitter handle is @AskingAmy, or you can like her on Facebook. All right, so there are two letters today, and the first letter and response is entitled Niece Terrorizes and Bullies Entire Family. Dear Amy, my 13-year-old niece, Heather, is a beautiful girl. I love her, but I don't like her. She has a bad attitude toward everyone. She lies constantly and is extremely disrespectful and obnoxious. My 13-year-old daughter continues to be a target of Heather's bullying and verbal abuse. Her behavior has become so bad that my family and I do not want to be around her. However, we are expected to attend family events, and if we decide not to attend a family function, I'm blamed for being antisocial. I thought Heather was going through a phase. Her attitude and behavior have worsened. When I try to address my concerns with Heather's parents and grandmother, my mother, I always receive the same response. It's just Heather being Heather. When I continue to push the issue, an argument ensues, and I'm told to stop overreacting. How do I get Heather's parents and grandmother to understand how serious the situation is? By not addressing the girl's issues, her parents and grandmother are condoning her bad behavior, and the family drama will never end. Signed, Frustrated Aunt. And Amy replies, Dear Aunt, Heather's parents and grandmother will not change their approach to her because either they don't see her behavior as a problem, don't care about your discomfort, or don't dare upset the tyrant in their midst. You have all of the tools you need to make a change on your own behalf, so stop expecting others to do this work for you. If you don't like your niece's behavior, tell her. Heather, enough. I'd like you to find a nicer way to speak to me. Then do your best to ignore her, because your family members do have a point. It is foolish to step up the drama with a 13-year-old. Excuse me, I need to drink some water really quickly. Okay. I need to continue Amy's response. If she is bullying your daughter, you must make sure she doesn't have the opportunity by not leaving the two alone together. An obnoxious 13-year-old should not be running the family show. If other family members put you down because you object, you'll have to understand that bullying behavior doesn't happen in a vacuum. Mainly, you should feel sorry for this girl. She's going to have a bumpy ride. If you have had enough of the whole clan, then you should definitely limit your time with them. There are worse things than being antisocial. Now to the second and final letter. Dear Amy, I have many co-workers who try to talk to me while I'm using the restroom, usually during my 15-minute morning or afternoon breaks. They recognize my shoes under the stall door or see me walking in and will start chatting about work or personal matters, even if one or both of us is in the restroom stall. Maybe I'm a prude or just not friendly, but when I am using the restroom, I am taking care of personal business during a scheduled break. I have no interest in chatting, whether I'm in the stall or washing my hands at the sink. If a smile or brief greeting is directed toward me, I'll reciprocate, but anything more makes me incredibly uncomfortable. I've tried saying, "Now isn't a good time, since I'm on my break. If you need to discuss this, you're welcome to shoot me an email, and we can schedule a meeting." It hasn't worked. Do you have any suggestions? Signed, Bothered. And Amy replies, Dear Bothered, I agree. This is an extreme encroachment. Keep your response simple. Let me catch up with you later. At my office, I dodge this awkwardness by visiting a loo. On another floor. All right.